Yesterday, Saraji was explaining on the questions put up by Upaka and the answers given by the Buddha. In the answers, Buddha said, Ego bi sama sambuddho, siddhi buddho, nibbuddho. Meaning that Buddha knew everything that should be known without getting guidance from any teacher by himself. And there is one and only one who is the Buddha who knows everything that should be known by himself without a teacher. Because Buddha was endowed with this quality, Sammasambuddha, Buddha bravely declared that he was endowed with the quality of Sammasambuddha. Buddha knew everything that should be known, and especially Sacca, the four Sacca, the four noble truths. Buddha had eradicated all the defilements. Buddha had removed delusion, not knowing and knowing wrongly. By removing moha totally, Buddha will not have moha anymore. And Buddha knew everything that should be known correctly. There is no knowledge which is dim, vague about the things that are to be known, but Buddha's knowledge was clear and correct. Buddha knew everything that should be known. Buddha attained Sabbanyuta Jnana, omniscient knowledge, and by saying that Buddha knew everything that should be known, it is a way of admitting that Buddha had attained Sabbanyuta Jnana, omniscient knowledge. How did the Buddha know? Buddha knew everything without the guidance from any teachers. Buddha fulfilled the paramis, perfections, and Buddha was complete with these paramis. Buddha gave up the worldly life and practiced Majjhima Paripada, the middle path, and became Sammasambuddha. In the word Sammasambuddha, Samma means correctly, Sa means by himself. Usually, when people gain knowledge by themselves, there are things which are correct, and some of the people they know wrongly. Some knowledge are correct, but some of them are wrong. But in the case of Buddha, Buddha knew things correctly. And Samma means correctly, without any mistakes. And Samma means by himself. Combining these, Sammasambuddha means the Buddha who knew everything that should be known correctly by himself, without any guidance from any teachers. And there is only one who can know correctly by himself without any teachers. And Buddha courageously declared that I am Sammasambuddha. And Buddha also said he is Siddhi Buddho, Nibbuddho. Nibbuddho means the one who has totally extinguished the defilement fire. In people, there are fire, such as fire of lust, craving onto good things. There are fire of hatred, anger, aversion, fire of delusion, being vague and dim. Based on these fires, people are having suffering, such as bhava jati, being reborn in existences, and subject to sufferings, old age, disease, and death. So among the fires, there are three of them, which are most prominent: raga fire, dosa fire, and moha fire. Lust fire, aversion fire, and delusion fire. These three are the most difficult ones to be extinguished. These fires are burning. They have big flames, but you may not be able to see them. But these fires are the most frightening. Even though the outside fire is frightening, but the three fires, raga, dosa, moha, are even more frightening. If one is subject to the outside fire, one will die just once. But when one cannot extinguish the internal fire of raga, dosa, moha, one will indulge in them. Based on this internal fire, one commits transgressions such as killing, stealing, sexual misconduct. And one transgresses by indulging in dosa. One commits transgression, indulging in moha, and so on. Indulging in these three, one's body, speech, and mind will become dirty and polluted. People commit lying and also lying, harsh speech, frivolous talk, and so on. And most of the people, they are wasting their time in committing transgression. Some, they want to take other people's belonging by force, and they have wrong belief that good deeds do not bring good results, bad deeds do not bring bad results. There will be an end after death. So in this way, they are also entertaining wrongful thoughts. Not knowing that one should refrain from harmful things and to perform beneficial things, people are suffering. So people are living in fire without any fireproof or fire mask. That's why people are burned by these fire and they are suffering. And they also have social problems which are very confusing, which are very difficult to be solved. Saraji gives an example. In houses and apartments, there are instruments called fire extinguisher. One prevents fire from breaking out, and if the fire breaks out, one extinguishes by the fire extinguisher kit, which is supplied at home. If one cannot extinguish it, one must escape by using exit. And one should contact fire department right away. Then the person will be saved from fire. In the same way, one should prevent the internal fires of raga, dosa, moha. These internal fires can burn very deeply. One should avoid, one should prevent these fires from breaking out. And if these internal fire break out, one should extinguish it right away. And one should also extinguish latent or dormant form of fire. If one still has latent or dormant form of internal fire, it can come into spark any moment when given opportunity. It is very important to prevent and avoid fire, and when the fire breaks out, one should extinguish it right away. In order to prevent the internal fire from arising, one should be mindful every single second. One should guard and protect by being mindful. If there is lack of mindfulness, and when one comes across desirable objects, raga fire, lust fire will arise. And if the object is very attractive, if the person is attracted to the object, then the fire will burn deeper and deeper. And if one cannot control one's mind, there can also be dosa fire, aversion fire, and there can also be delusion fire. People are living in fire, and thus they are suffering. Buddha knew that people are living in fire. Buddha had great compassion towards the beings, as the beings are following wrongful path. Because people are following the wrongful path, they are subject to these fire. They are being burnt, they are being scorched, and thus they are suffering. Buddha had great compassion towards the beings. Buddha gave the ways how to extinguish these fire by oneself. Buddha followed Majjhima Paripada, the middle way, and Buddha became Nibbuddha, who has totally extinguished defilement fires. And he became Siddhi Buddha, totally peaceful, totally calm. So Buddha declared that by following Majjhima Paripada, Buddha has become a person who has completely extinguished the defilement's fire, and thus who is totally peaceful and calm. Then Upaka asked more question. Where are you going and what are you going to do? And Buddha replied that Buddha was going to Kasi, where Buddha is going to teach Dhammacakka. And most of the people, they seem to understand what is Dhammacakka, the Dhamma wheel. Before Buddha gained enlightenment in India, people were believing in wrong things. Because Sadeya Vattu, the object to have faith and confidence on, is not correct. And people do not know the virtues of the Sadeya Vattu, the object that is worthy of faith and confidence. So they are believing in wrong things. and they are practicing other ways. They develop samatha, concentration, but they did not develop knowledge, such as knowledge into mind and matter and so on. And they did not develop controlling faculties such as sadha, faith and confidence. Without the controlling faculties, one cannot govern oneself, one cannot control oneself. Only if one has these controlling faculties, then will he, she be able to govern himself, herself. Without the controlling faculties, one will follow a teacher who is elegant in talking, and the person will end up devoting in wrong teachers. Having devotion to wrongful teachers, they will follow them, they will ask whatever the teacher teaches, they will do things whatever the teacher teaches, and they will fail to refrain from things that should be refrained from. They will fail to refrain from unwholesome things, and they will fail to perform wholesome things. Without having these controlling faculties, they will fail to refrain bad things and to perform good things. And there will not be apamada, heedfulness, or vigilance. There will be pamada instead. There will be negligence, failure to refrain from things that should be refrained from and to perform things that should be performed. They will be wasting their time in committing dujarita, evil conducts. They will be wasting time pursuing sensual pleasure, and they will be spending their time practicing wrongful practices. So during that time, some of them practice samatha, concentration. But apart from those who practice, their mind will be deviated, their mind will be full of delusion, remorse, regret, and so restlessness, and so on. Without the controlling faculties, one cannot govern oneself. One will be committing dujarita, evil conducts, lacking in controlling faculties. Without the faculties, one cannot practice so as to calm oneself, and one becomes agitated. Before Buddha gained enlightenment, people could not develop mental faculties, controlling faculties, sati and samadhi, faith and confidence, effort, mindfulness, and concentration. Buddha wanted the beings to develop these controlling faculties of viriya, sati, samadhi, sattha, viriya, sati, samadhi, so that these controlling faculties will arise continuously, rotating continuously. So it is what is meant by dhamma chakka pavattana. Dhamma chakka pavattana means to urge the beings so that they will develop the controlling faculties of sadha, viriya, sati, samadhi, so that these controlling faculties will arise continuously, rotating continuously. So Buddha explained Upaka that Buddha was traveling to Kashi in order to give discourse on Dhammacakka.
香港人家的ဓမ္မစကပေါ်တနာဆိုတဲ့ပုံမှာဓမ္မအယစတိန္ဒရိယအစရှိတဲ့ကြီးစိုးစွာ၅ပါးကိုရည်ပြထားပါတယ
် So in the word Dhamma Sakka Pavattana Dhamma here means the controlling faculties or in other word the powerof Sada, Viriya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. So the controlling faculties of faith and confidence, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and Panya is taken here as Dhamma. And also, Hiri Bala and Uttapa Bala, power of moral shame and moral fear,can also be taken as Dhamma. When these Dhamma, Sada, Viriya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya arise continuously, it is called Pavattana, arising continuously. So when these controlling faculties arise continuously in rotation,It is called Dhammacakka Pavattana. And the ones who practice Satipatthana meditation, there will be Dhammacakka Pavattana, rotation, continuous arising of these controlling faculties in rotation. Just like rotating. When one understandsthe benefits of Satipatthana practice, knowing that it is very beneficial, then one has faith and confidence in Satipatthana practice. Knowing that by practicing Satipatthana meditation, one can become purified from these defilements.Knowing that one can gain benefits such as purification of the mind, overcoming of physical pain, mental distress, and gaining cessation, one understands that Satipatthana meditation is one and only sure way to gain such benefits. When one...knows the benefits of Satipatthana practice, either from hearing or from the books, one arouses one's sadha, faith and confidence. By having faith and confidence in Satipatthana practice, by hearing the benefits, by learning the benefits, one will develop the wish or the will to practice,so as to gain these benefits. So one cultivates one sadha, faith and confidence by practice, having strong will to get these benefits. So in order to practice Satipatthana meditation to gain these benefits, one gives up the worldly pleasure, one gives up the worldly life momentarily in order to join the retreat. One has the courage to give up the worldly pleasure momentarily to practice Satipatthana meditation. And learning how to practice, practices mindfulness on every arising object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen. Being mindful of the objects, one's mind becomes calm and collected. and one discerns mind and matter. When one develops the knowledge of mind and matter, one comes to accept that it is true, it is right. Before one practices, one understands mind and matter by theory, and when one practices Dipatthana meditation, one understands through his or her practice, discerning distinctly between mind and matter. By noting the object, yogi comes to understand that the object is one thing, the noting mind that notes the object is another. In this way, yogi understands distinctly between mind and matter. And also, by discussing the Dhamma with a teacher, one also cultivates faith and confidence in the Dhamma, and one accepts even more, and that the sadha, faith and confidence, become stronger. As the yogi continues to practice, yogi discerns cause and effect. By noting carefully, one understands that the intention to bend is the cause, and the actual bending is the effect. The intention to stretch is the cause, and the actual stretching is the effect. In this way, yogi understands cause and effect. And also, yogi understands that because there is the cause, the eye, base, and the visible object, which are the cause, hearing consciousness, the effect takes place. So by being mindful, yogi understands cause and effect. Yogi understands the nama rupa, which are arising as cause and effect. And by developing knowledge, one removes doubt and uncertainty. And by discerning cause and effect, one sadha, faith and confidence, become stronger and stronger. And also, one will develop more effort in practicing. When one practices diligently, later on, one even overcomes the pain. One feels very light and fresh. So first, yogi thought that he, she cannot overcome this stage. But as he, she practices diligently, yogi overcomes difficulties and the practice becomes smooth. Yogi feels light, at ease, and comfortable in the practice. When the yogi gains Uddiyabhaya Jnana, knowledge into first arising and passing away of the objects, sadha, faith and confidence become very strong. At this stage of Uddiyabhaya Jnana, yogi comes to have a strong decision, a dhimokkha, that this practice is really correct. In this way, his or her sadha, faith and confidence becomes even stronger. The controlling faculties become stronger and stronger. The controlling faculties, sadha, viriya, sati, samadhi and panya, arises continuously. In order to be able to know the object, yogi exerts effort every single second. Yogi notes the object with aim and effort. When yogi notes the object with aim and effort, the noting mind sticks onto the object. The mind falls calm and collected on the object. Sati and samadhi, mindfulness and concentration, become stronger and stronger, and one develops knowledge. So at this stage of Uddiyabhaya Jnana, practice seems very smooth. Yogi can note every arising object without failing, without missing, And yogi can discern, yogi can know even the small detail. At this stage, the controlling faculties arises very strong, continuously, just like a wheel rotates. At that stage, yogi has moral shame and moral fear to miss or to fail to know the object. Hiri and Ottapa, moral shame and moral fear arises amazingly from the Uddiyabhaya jnana. So in this way, yogi is mindful continuously, and the controlling faculties, sadha, viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya, faith and confidence, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom arises continuously, just like a wheel rotates, and it is called Dhammacakka. Yogis who are practicing, who are in the field of Satipatthana practice, will understand the word Dhammacakka from their own experience. And by developing Vipassana Jnana, inside knowledge, stage by stage, one finally attains Ariya Magga Jnana, path knowledge. When one has attained path knowledge, his or her sadha, faith and confidence become firm, unshaken, and also other controlling faculties arises continuously, just like a wheel rotates. By hearing the benefits of practice, one awakens sadha. And one should awaken sadha by listening, by discussing, by reading from books. But it is not enough just to awaken sadha by listening, by discussing, or from reading. If one does not cultivate it by practice, the awakened sadha will become weaker and weaker, and finally will go away. Sarojik is an example. If a person wakes up from bed to do something, but if the person does not get up and do things, then he, she may fall asleep again. In the same way, faith and confidence that has been awakened should be cultivated by practice, so that faith and confidence will become stronger and stronger, and it will be continuous, just like a wheel rotates. So one should cultivate the awakened sadha with faith and awakened sadha by practice, so that it will arise continuously, it will become cultivated and increased. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one sadha, faith and confidence will become stronger and stronger. One will come to acceptance, confirmation, and decision that this Dhamma is right. In this way, one sadha, faith and confidence become cultivated and increased. By practicing Vipassana and by developing knowledge stage by stage, sadha, faith and confidence will also increase stage by stage. In order to awaken sadha, in order to awaken sadha and other controlling faculties within the beings, it is called pavattana. Pavattana means to make arise, to arise the controlling faculties within the beings. It is called dhammacakka pavattana. So in order to make the beings to arise The controlling faculties such as Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, Buddha traveled to Kasi, to the town of Varanasi. So taking example of the Buddha, the people who are now spreading the Dhamma, even though one does not have the as great compassion as Buddha does, but one should keep in mind that one is traveling in order to make the beings awaken their sadha, faith and confidence, viriya, effort, sati, mindfulness, samadhi, concentration, and panya, wisdom. Without these controlling faculties, people cannot govern oneself, people cannot have control on oneself, and one will be committing unwholesome deeds, misconduct, transgression. In order to arouse sadha, viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya, faith and confidence, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom, one should spread the Dhamma. There should be no other intention, but in order to spread the Dhamma, in order to rotate the wheel of Dhamma Chakra in the beings. So people who are teaching locally and also abroad, they should not be expecting personal gain, fame, but they should have the sole objective and intention to rotate the Dhamma Chakra, rotate the arising of these controlling faculties within the others so that they will have a good control of themselves. And Buddha continued that Buddha is going to strike the drum of deathlessness. So where is Buddha going to strike the drum of deathlessness? It is in the world, the human world, the Deva world, and the Brahma world. So in that time, the human world, the Deva world, and the Brahma world are in the situation where they do not know the two extremes. They did not know the Majjhima Paripada, middle path. They could not differentiate between wholesome and unwholesome. They could not differentiate between what is beneficial, what is not beneficial. And thus, they were inferior. They were covered by delusion. They were in complete darkness of delusion. So Buddha was traveling in order to strike the deathless drum in the human, Deva, and Brahma world. And Saraji will continue to explain tomorrow. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.